bankruptcy is almost the same word as surrender. And it's the end of the old and the beginning of the new. And that's something that, that we can have each day. And that's kind of what the serenity prayer is there for. And I never knew, you know, what that was for. But the end of it is probably the most important part. The wisdom to know the difference. Whether I'm the old Casey or the new Casey that's being built by the spiritual principles of the program recovery. In any given moment, you can always ask that, make that petition. And if you apply that principle, you get your answer right away. Okay, I'm back in me. If you got worry, anger, self-pity, depression, certain feelings like that, these are what we're talking about as an opportunity to not run from them, not block them, but use them as an opportunity, a stepping stone towards a bankruptcy. And the bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean that I have to think of myself as degraded or getting lower. It means that it's an opportunity to once again go to a power greater than any human power, which you heard in this meeting tonight about one of the things that's discovered here is that I can live with a God that I can have when times are good and times are bad, and not just when times are bad, that I learned in this program recovery. Laurel was talking to me the other night. She shared on and said that, you know, the greatest thing she got in this program recovery is the realization that, you know, that she could talk to a God all the time, that it wasn't something that had to be set aside or apart. And it talks about that in step 7.